Hello. Hi, is this Alex?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alex. My name is Lisa. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I'm your assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Alex, first of all, welcome on board. I will be guiding you throughout the process, and you and I will be working together. So, yeah, we'll get along.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me walk you through the process really quickly. But before I do that, let me ask you a couple of questions about the book specifically. So what is the book about, and how did you come about writing it or come up with the concept?
Hold on, give me one moment.
Okay, sure.
$6. Okay, you are... So basically the book is based on my own experiences, and it's through my own journey of what I've learned along the way and kind of what I want to share with other people and bring awareness to.
Awesome. All right. So
things that were important. It's based on my own experiences and kind of what helped me, and yeah.
Okay, well, that is inspirational. How did you come about, you know, coming up with this idea? How did you end up thinking that, oh, I need to, you know, spread this across?
It's because that's what I did. So when I was on my, like, own healing journey and everything, I listened to people, I read books, but pretty much there was too much noise and there was too many things being told to me at the same time, and I found the most success by reading things, processing it, internalizing it, and seeing how it was directly applicable to me based on other people's suggestions and what they did. And I kind of used what other people did that I read as inspiration and see how I fit it into my life. Started going out and coaching people as well. I found that we're holding on too strongly to my suggestions and holding me accountable for their results. So I found that I wanted to put my experiences and what I learned out on paper for people to read to use as inspiration for themselves and to try and promote them to think on their own behalf, but use words of wisdom from other places and kind of put it into works for themselves.
That's correct. It's like reflections, you know. That's what you want to do. You want to inspire people. You want to reflect upon their life in regards to the journey or the experience that you faced. That is amazing, Alex. What do you do, by the way?
Well, now this is my life. I transferred from corporate, from a very heavy corporate life into the wellness industry. And I started wellness coaching with people, with clientele. Over the past couple of years, I've stopped coaching. And my focus now is on creating digital content.
Amazing. Okay, that's good. How was the transition, by the way? Was it like a huge change or did it go really smooth?
From which transition?
From corporate to the current practice that you're doing. Visual content.
That was a very easy transition. My mother passed away, and when she passed away, that is when I put a hard stop to corporate life. And I was living in New York City in Brooklyn, and I moved to Texas, and I gave up corporate life. And when I had gone to health coaching school, as well as became certified in yoga, in a few different types of yoga. And that's when I decided that spirituality and wellness was important to me. And that's where I found all my healing. And I just had this overwhelming sense of, I'm like, people need to know about this. More people need to know about this. And that's when I was like, okay, I need to get this out. But there's other people like me. So I need to let them know how I found my way, because other people are probably struggling. And so that's when I said, I need to just be a voice that someone might be able to pick up one day and read and hear.
Exactly, and relate to it, of course, because it takes a lot
yeah.
of courage, Alex. It takes a lot of courage to come up and actually, you know, voice your story. And a lot of
yeah.
people just back down. I mean, it happened with us many times. We get people who started to talk about their lives, and a lot of them have faced, you know, domestic abuse or things like that,
mm-hmm.
PTSD syndromes, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very difficult for them to stand up and voice it out. So, yeah, it's
yeah.
great that you're taking this
I
initiative.
Have.
And
thank
yeah,
you.
You should already feel proud of yourself, you know.
Thank you. I've overcome so much in my life, like, again, domestic violence, you know, narcissistic parents, like, all the trauma that relates, you know, I have medical issues that put in. So I have so much of a story that people can relate to, and I keep seeing people with similar stories, and I'm like, we're all unique and different, but we all have a common thread
exactly.
and a theme, and I'm like, you have to bring your individuality to the story, and you can't sit back and wish that people knew more. You have to actually go and do it. So
exactly.
that's when I'm like, okay, I need to do it. And I'm like, I have no idea how to write a book. So I'm like, I need help. So yeah. That's how this came about.
You know, you've already taken the most difficult step, Alex. So everything
yeah.
is going to be way smoother than the first step that you took. I mean, that's the most complicated thing to do. So, yeah, sit back.
It's very nerve-wracking, but yeah.
Right, I know. I know. People get nervous. So don't worry about
mm-hmm.
anything. We're going to work together, and we're going to make it a lot of fun. So you get
okay.
to learn a lot from us, and we get to learn a lot from you, of course. So that's
okay.
how we're going to work, all right? All right.
Sounds
so
great.
One more question before I guide you with the process. What's the estimated deadline or time frame that you have in mind for the project completion?
I don't have a specific time frame and deadline.
Okay.
So I think it said like 70 to 80 days or something like that. So I was like, I don't know, like 3 months. I'm not
That's
too
right.
sure. I mean, yeah, I'm like 3 months. We just have that as a deadline. I'm just picking things out of thin air, to be honest.
Right, right. Well, let me give you
but,
an estimated
yeah.
time frame, a tentative
okay.
deadline. See, usually when we are working with a 100 to 150-page book, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions, for us to complete the book, all right? Because we're
okay.
going to work in a chain or in a loop where the team works on a draft, and then it comes to me, I send it to you, you provide your feedback, and then it goes back to the team. So that's
okay.
the chain of command that we'll follow, all right? So
okay.
first thing first, we'll be working on an outline. So let me ask you this. Do you have any additional material written, or are we going to be doing interview sessions?
So I very briefly, about a year ago, I was starting to do a coaching course, and I did an outline for an 8-module coaching course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very brief and just has like bullet points of what I want to touch on in each module. So I was actually going to use that as kind of the outline.
Okay.
Right. So it has like a basic outline, but I don't know where the holes are for me to fill in. I don't really know. It was kind of just a topic outline type of thing.
That's completely fine. Well, we'll pick it up from there if you can send that in. So the first thing that you have to do, Alex, is that you can check your email. You must have received an invitation from Creative Design Agency. That's our online
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yes, I did receive that.
You go to the link. Yeah. You go to the link, and you set up your password, you log in, and then you go to the messages section.
Hold on. Okay, you've been added. So it says get started.
Yeah, that's where you go.
Okay. Create password.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I see where the tasks are listed out and things like that.
Right. But we'll be using one simple thread for further communication. So, you know, you or I don't get lost on the portal because there are a lot of options here. All you got to do is go to the messages section, and you're going to see a message from me which states, welcome on board. You got to click on that.
Okay.
That'll be our thread.
Okay.
Okay. Once you click on it, you'll be able to see the complete message there. And right at the bottom of my signature, you'll see two forms attached. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes,
you download
the book cover design and the book writing.
Yes, ghostwriting. Now, what you got to do is that you download these forms and you fill them out. It's a Word file, so you'll be able to, you know, edit the document. And
okay.
Once you are done filling out the form, you save it on whatever device you're using, your computer, laptop, whatever. Once it's saved, you go to Add Reply. Do you see that option? Right below the files attached, there's an option for Add Reply.
I see where I can add my comments, and then...
No, not there. Right below the attachments, you know where you can see the complete message? Do you see an option for a red add reply? Do you see it now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm so technology challenged.
All right. Okay. Let's go back again.
I see.
On your left-hand side, do you see...
Oh, add reply, yes. I'm sorry. I hadn't clicked the right thing. Yes.
That's
fine. Okay. I opened it, and yes, I see add reply.
Yeah. Now, whenever you need to respond to my message, all you got to do is go to Add Reply, and then once you click on it, you will see a text box that will appear. You can type your message here, address me, and right at the bottom, just before Post Your Reply, you'll see another option for Attach a File. Do you see that?
Let's see. I do see the Add Reply, and...
Click on the Add Reply.
Attach Files.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on Attach a File, you can either drag and drop files here, or you can go to Add Files and select them from your computer or laptop.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So that's the first thing that you got to do. Send me that document or the outline that you were talking to me about, the module, along with the brief forms. Once you've sent those to me, I will be assigning a team to start working on the outline first. Now, we'll create the outline and send it to you within 6 to 7 working days initially. And once we have the outline approved and we both have agreed, like you and the writing team have mutually agreed on an outline that, you know what, this is the layout or the chapter division that we'll be following according to the subtopics and topics of the book, then we'll start the writing process. So in every 4 working days, you will be receiving a batch of content written by the team. All right?
Okay.
So once I send those files to you, you review it, we go over it together, we can either have a Zoom session or go for a phone call, discuss it, and then we send back the revision comments to the team. Just in case, if you would like to, you know, talk to the writing team, we can have weekly calls scheduled for that as well. Since we'll be talking about your personal experiences, I would prefer to have at least 3 to 4 sessions with the writing team head, you know, just for a better understanding so he can understand you.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty much it. I don't want to complicate the process. All you got to do is take the first step again, and I'll take care of the rest. All right?
Okay, so I will look at those 2 documents and then fill in what needs to be filled in Word and then save those, and then I'll send you the very brief outline that I have.
Along with the filled forms, yes. And then we'll talk again on the next step.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, sounds like a plan. Is there anything else would you like to ask me or any confusions you have?
I don't think so. I don't to be honest, Lisa, I'm very new to this whole process, so I'm kind of like, I don't know what questions I should be asking right now.
Okay, all right.
So
anything
I'm just kind of absorbing anything.
Right, right.
I don't think anything is confusing as of right now. If I think about it, I message you on this board, or should I email you back if I have a question to clarify?
You just drop me a message here. Or even better, if you look at the message that I sent you, there is my cell number attached there, which is 224-244-7378.
Yes, I see that.
So
you
just drop me a text.
I will call
anytime.
You. Okay, that sounds good. I will do that, Lisa. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for signing up, Alex. I'm very excited to be a part of the project, and we're going to raise hell here. Okay?
Excellent. I'm very excited. So thank
you
so much. Have a great one today.
You too.
Okay,
have
bye.
A lovely day. Bye-bye.